I think that was the first understanding of patience. Because he was telling them to wait. Now, I don't know about you, but I think the truth in life is filled with periods of waiting and participation. I think every dynamic experience that we first typically have a time of waiting is when we buy tickets to see a show. Or when we do labs and we wait for the results and go see the doctor, we wait. We take tests and we wait to see our scores. We schedule vacations and wait until the time comes to leave for our trip. We study until we're ready to graduate. We become commissioned for ministry and then wait for our call. Every significant experience in life comes with some kind of waiting or preparation. We become commissioned for ministry and then we wait for our call. And I flash back, I look back, as I had changed my life around in 1986. Got involved in the local church and just as happy-go-lucky and my career was going good and everything like that. And then one day God tugged at my heartstrings. He said, okay, you've been active in the local church. You've done everything except be a treasurer in the local church. You're well experienced. Now I want you to go home and write the district superintendent a letter and declare your candidacy for ministry. And this was late 1993. So I did that. And lo and behold, I didn't have a high school education, so I had to go get a GED, and I had to start preparing for things. And then the Board of Ordained Ministry approved me, and I got prepared to go to Lakeland for a preparatory ministry school and to prepare me then to go to Emory in order to get all the information I needed. And then I had to wait. It was hard. I was ready to go. I'm all trained. I'm full of the Holy Ghost, and I am ready to go. And wait, nothing's happening. So I go to annual conference, and the district superintendent said, oh, man, it's good to see you. He said, you know what? I almost appointed you this year. I said, oh, okay. Well, God had other plans. He knew what was going on because my wife died of cancer then the following year. So if I would have got appointed that year, it would not have been good. So lo and behold, when 1994 came around, annual conference come, and la la, they gave me an appointment to a small church called Wasissa, United Methodist Church, where I met Judy. But that wait time, being well prepared and trained and ready to go, no, I couldn't get that. It's frustrating. And I think that's what the disciples needed to do also. They had spent time with this post-resurrection rabbi, and he spent time patiently guiding them through their grief and redirecting their purpose. He taught them that he would send the Holy Spirit to continue to lead them forward. And now, what we like to call Jesus' Ascension Day, we see Jesus leaving them and yet cautioning them to wait. Their time had not yet come. He had commissioned them for mission. He had recommissioned them by the sea, and yet again, he breathed his Spirit upon them. But, I love the buts that he is, but until the Holy Spirit would come to invest them in their spiritual transformation, power and strength, they were not ready. They needed to wait. I love those words in the Luke Gospel as he uses this passage, because they help us to understand the process that Jesus establishes for his disciples, not only then, but us modern day disciples too, as he establishes us for ministry and mission. For now, they remain appointed and commissioned and they were ready to go. But soon, the Holy Spirit will give them their call as promised. So at this time, spiritually, they had been invested by the power of the Holy Spirit, and they were transformed and embodied with the power of God. But at that time, They were ready to live out their commissioning in a real and active way, but Jesus told them to wait. Now, essentially, the coming of the Holy Spirit, which is next week, invested in what we call a call to action, in which the commissioned and appointed disciples will now go forth and be sent out. Pentecost is a calling, sending of the already appointed and anointed. The waiting time, though, between their commissioning and their call allows them just a dynamic pause, if you would. But it was also a time to prepare, which allowed me to prepare for it. I wasn't ready. I thought I was ready, but I wasn't ready. But that pause allowed me to get ready. And during this time, the disciples had to pay more attention to God. And the scripture tells us they worshiped him and they returned to Jerusalem with great joy as they continued to go to church blessing God, because they knew what was to come. Why did they know? Because Jesus always does what he said he'll do, and he promised them to wait for the Holy Spirit. It would be a great time of soaking and blessing, being immersed in God's good news, a marination in the promises that they would deliver to all who would listen to them in the coming times. Summer's coming. You know, Memorial Day's behind us is always a preparation for summer. And we'll celebrate soon, next week with Tina, Pentecost. And some people will have time outdoors, and sometimes we'll get together and have barbecue and celebrate the spring and travel in the warmth of the balmy air of summer. And I think sometimes as we prepare for summer and we go in the backyard or go to a friend, we can almost smell Travis's brisket cooking on the charcoal fire. Yeah. Anyone who ever made a great marinade and soaked that meat overnight before tossing it on the grill is Travis. And I think we all have marinated meats in some of our time, too. And why do we do that? Because it tastes good. Because you take time to allow it to soak in the spices and herbs and oils and a little bit of wine. And once you taste that scrumptious meal, you know it was worth the wait. It's like that with our faith, our calling, our mission. Because we as disciples can't simply rush out willy-nilly with no preparation. We must soak in the nurture of the Holy Spirit. We spent 17 weeks looking at the Holy Spirit at Holy Spirit School. And it was a time that we were allowed to marinate and understand our call. And then we had to allow ourselves time to listen to God's call and the Holy Spirit's direction in our life. We must be sure that we're following God's lead and not our own. That's hard. But we must allow Christ to fill us, infuse us, and use us so that we can take that message and deliver it, because we are soaked in grace and love. That's one of the things at the annual conference coming up. It's the theme is grace again. And why we have to think about grace again, because grace is already here if we only accept it. So today, we celebrate Holy Communion. And we'll take some time as during Holy Communion. Tina has prepared for us the loaf and the cup, and we're going to do it by intention, or if you want to use the little cups, you can do that too. But the most important thing when we come and we do it by intention, I want us to take time at the altar and just marinate in the Spirit. The Psalm says, be still and know that I'm God. And if we take time to marinate in the blessings of Christ and immerse ourselves in the knowledge of his sacrifice and, more important, his resurrection, and as we soak in his Spirit and allow him to nurture us with his grace, we too can become transformed and ready to receive God's call in our life. But, I love the buts and the ifs, to do that, we must listen. Part of being a disciple of Jesus Christ simply means we got to pay attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit. Because Jesus is not here with us in a physical sense to guide us and teach us. But he said he would send one greater than him, the Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the one that comes alongside. Because he said he would never leave us nor forsake us. And we think, well, he's not here. Oh, yeah, he is. He's right here through the gift of the Holy Spirit. In 7 more days, we will celebrate the time of Pentecost. And it's an awesome and joyful celebration in which our waiting time is over. And we are called to action. As modern day disciples, as followers, as servants, as apostles. So take time to prepare. Take time to listen. And take time to marinate in the love of God. Why? Because change is coming. And you'll be a part of something spectacular and new that God is doing in the world. God is always full of surprises. And when the Holy Spirit shows up, anything can happen. So my challenge for all of us is this. Wait. Wait for it. And come and hear Tina Crowder Oaks next week as she shares the hope that we have in Christ during this Pentecost season.